This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Renewable fuels have been a growth engine for Iowa agriculture and rural communities for decades, but that momentum has slowed, and industry leaders say it's not because farmers or producers stopped doing their jobs. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw says policy uncertainty has left renewable fuels stuck in neutral, even as farmers keep producing more grain. We'll hear comments from Monty right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
As Iowa farmers look for demand in a market already under pressure, Executive Director Monty Shaw of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association told members that the industry is ready to grow again if it's allowed to get back to work.
Now, our theme is renewable fuels at work, and we have seen the power of renewable fuels at work. When renewable fuels do well, farmers do well. When farmers do well, the rural economy does well. When the rural economy does well, the entire state of Iowa does well. Quite frankly, that's true throughout the Midwest and all the rural economies. Unfortunately, renewable fuels here in Iowa have been stuck in neutral the last few years. As you can see from this chart here, for the third year in a row, production of ethanol in Iowa was at 4.6 billion gallons. Now, hey, that's still number one, and by a long ways to my friends from other states out there. But it's not keeping up with the productivity of our farmers. And in fact, for the first time in a generation, we had a modern dry mill ethanol plant shut down last year permanently. And it was even more challenging for biodiesel. They kind of had a 1-2 gut punch of federal policy uncertainty that left some of our biodiesel plants idling for much of the year. And in 2025, Iowa biodiesel production plummeted 31% to a 10-year low. We have to go back 10 years to find that. You know, we used to be able to say Iowa had 12 biodiesel plants. We have 8 operating today. So when you think of the state of the industry, and I look out there, what do I see? I see farmers and I see renewable fuels producers that are ready, willing, and able, but they have been shunted off to the sidelines. This cannot abide. We witnessed the power of renewable fuels at work during the first 2 decades of this century, and it can happen again. But we need both state and federal policy to once again embrace the positive power of renewable fuels at work. We need to remove the barriers and the uncertainty. We need to resist those that would tie our hands behind our backs with mistaken memories of times gone by. Instead, we must be allowed to embrace new tools and new technologies to open up new markets. And those markets are at our fingertips. They're right there. We can get renewable fuels off the sidelines and back in the game. And our message is put us to work.
Shaw says this is not about concern of Iowa losing a top-ranking position in renewable fuels production, but about what happens when growth stalls. Farmers continue to increase productivity, but demand has not kept pace, and that imbalance shows up quickly in prices, margins, and rural jobs. He told the audience that ethanol and biodiesel plants are ready to expand and invest, but uncertainty in policy has made it harder to plan for the future. Shaw says renewable fuels once helped agriculture work through a similar oversupply challenge and believes they can do it again. The question, he says, is whether policymakers are willing to let the industry get back into the game and put renewable fuels to work. For that story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.